got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again already. Amazing. Some of you may think I have a patch on my eye. And I do. And the reason is I had some work done over the weekend, Friday, on my eye. So I have to wear a patch, I think, for a week. And then I have to not wear it anymore. And then I have to not wear it anymore. So that's what the patch is all about. I had it on Sunday. And I don't know if I'm getting used to it or not. It's different. It's a nuisance. How about that? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Amazing fellowship on yesterday. In spite of the patch, it was mind-blowing. Very, very interesting. One thing that's interesting to me about it is, and I understand it, there are people who want to work on themselves. There are those who don't. There are those who is in between. They are in between one and two, and not one and two. And it's interesting to see that. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are busy right now, and a lot of you are, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. We are heard around the world. And so some of you are busy and you can't sit and just watch the show. So you do podcasts. But good news, you can be listening live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And you can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing. No matter where you are, even if you are at a Juneteenth event about to get killed, because every time you go to these events, somebody shoot each other, you still can be listening to the show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And to be listened to have your comments read out loud, all right? I do appreciate it. It is Monday again. Believe it or not, it is Monday again. Already. Amazing, huh? And some of you might know, we take all calls on all issues on Mondays, but the ladies call, when they come in, we take them right away. We take them first on Monday because every Monday is Female Monday.
May I I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So I want to mention yesterday's fellowship and the biblical question from last week. If you were not there or watching it live while it was happening yesterday, you can podcast. But it was very, 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 mamma mia, hola, si, si, gracias. Interesting. And we dealt with last week, biblical question, who is dumber, men or women? Who is dumber, men or women? And all that week, all last week, it was interesting. It was interesting, the feedback that I was getting or we got concerned is who is dumber, men or women? I got justice. Okay. Concerning who's dumb, men or women, it was very interesting. And but the feedback was appreciated because I know that a lot of people got to know themselves and paid attention to self by paying attention to that question, who is dumber, men or women. So we dealt with it yesterday, and I said to the people once, you know, some people were saying women, some people were saying men, some ladies were saying women, and some men were saying ladies, and it was back and forth about everybody, all right? But what I realized, I don't know who's dumber. Human nature is so dumb, it's hard to know which one is dumber. Because in that human nature, we do some dumb stuff. Men and women do really, really dumb things. For example, we try to get love from one another. Men and women try to get love from one another. And when they get married or if they live together, it doesn't work. And then a battle start. A battle start, a fight start. Because they're trying to get something from one another that they don't have to give. And so they fight. Isn't that amazing? Is that dumb or what? Another thing I noticed is that human beings always blame someone else for the way they feel. They blame others for if they feel good, quote unquote, or they feel bad, quote unquote, if they have fear, quote unquote, if they, you made me feel this way, they say. You made me afraid, they say. You made me lonely by leaving. You made me be revengeful. You made me gossip. You did that. You did this. Isn't that like dumb? Think about that. You are an individual who, adult individual who is responsible for your own life. No one else is. And you feel things and you do things and you blame others. Think about that. You blame others. Men and women, isn't that dumb? Human nature is evil. Human nature is evil. And everything that human beings do is evil. There's no love. But because you're in a fallen state, and most are not seeking to overcome, they don't know that. They say, we are human. And so that's why we do it. And you haven't learned the principle that if the crowd is doing it or believing it or saying it, that means something is wrong with it. It doesn't mean that it's right. Just because everyone is doing it or saying it, it doesn't mean that it's right. You haven't learned, you haven't learned that basic principle. If you don't learn anything else today, if you don't realize anything else today, I want you to realize, learn, remember that if the crowd is saying it or doing it, it's wrong. Really. You can hang it up. It is wrong. The crowd is always wrong. The crowd cannot be right. That's why the straight and narrow path is only for the few. Because it's the few that are going to pull away from the crowd, family members, people, places, things, or whatever. They're going to let go of it and take that straight and narrow path. Human nature is evil. And that came up, too, about anger and all that. And some people believe that you need anger for self-defense or you need anger for this or that. Let no one convince you. Let no one convince you. Stupid about my past. I got used to it. Let no one convince you that anger is good. Anyone that tell you that anger is good, they are your enemy. That's your enemy. That is a murderer. That's your enemy. Run fast. It's your enemy. Anger is not good. Look how I screw up the children when mothers and fathers are angry. What does it make the children happy? Does it make you happy? I know you get a thrill from making each other mad, but that's not happiness. So it was very, very, very interesting. I don't know who is dumber. That's why I asked the question. Who is dumber? Because I counsel with men and women around the world, all races, all the time. And it's all the same. It's the same. Amazing. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. You know what's really dumb too? What's really, really dumb is that human beings think that suicidal thoughts, depression, so-called post-traumatic stress disorder, loneliness, sadness, happiness, things like that. They think that those things can be resolved with medication, with pills. They think that another human being can dissolve those things, take them away from you. Isn't that dumb? You have to be dumb to think that. You got to be dumb. Isn't that amazing? What? Isn't that amazing? Think about it. That is dumb. That is dumb. That's why I don't know who is dumber. In that fallen state, we try, human beings, try to get something from someone else that they don't have to give, which is freedom. And yesterday we dealt with, what are you trying to win? Is that right, Nick? What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? There's nothing to win. Think about that. There is nothing to win. You already have it all. You already have it. But you won't let go and just live. You still think that there is something to get. There's nothing to get. There is something to overcome. The false self. You overcome the false self, but there is nothing to get. But there's nothing to forget to get. But people think that it's true. It is. It is not. So, brand new biblical question. And it's a doozy. It's a, like, mama mia, hola, si, señor, doozy. It's a doozy. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh. That is a doozy question. That is a mamma mia, hola, si, senor question. Why do you carry out the work of the flesh? Amazing. For those who just tuned in, on Friday, I had some work done on my eye. All right, so that's why I have the patch. I had to wear a patch for a minute so that you don't see all the redness in my eyes from the work and the light being too bright for now. Just for a week. Just for a week. I think a week or maybe or less. On some of you know about this fake holiday called Juneteenth. And it's a black thing. And what happened was the way this so-called Juneteenth thing came about, when slavery ended, apparently a few blacks in Texas didn't know about it, that slavery had ended. And when, I don't know how long it took, but whenever they got the word that slavery ended, they were like, why you didn't tell us, right? And then as a result, they started a holiday. And they call that holiday June 10th. And I think it's a shutdown holiday, a national holiday, because a few black people didn't know slavery ended. You shut down your business and everything. Isn't that amazing? I want my country back. It is not coming back. And as a result of this so-called black holiday, every time they celebrate it, it's coming up, but they've been celebrating it apparently along the way. They have weekend stuff. And every time they celebrate it, the blacks end up killing one another. Some of them, not all. Not all. There's always a shooting. And so it's like you put your life at risk to go to a black event because you know there will be some shooting. Somebody going to get killed. How can you enjoy an event like that? How? How can you enjoy an event like that? And why can't black people get together at least one time without shooting, without a fight, without killing one another? Why is that? Think about that, folks. Why is that? What's wrong with the blacks? And every time they have an event, somebody going to either have fights, breakouts, or killing, or both. According to ABC, 2 killed, 14 wounded suspect black. 2 killed, 14 wounded suspect black. And this happened in Round Rock, Texas. I want you to watch this first soundbite from Fox 7, Austin. Watch this.
Shots rang out around 10:50 Saturday night at Old Settlers Park during Round Rock's annual Juneteenth celebration.
Folks started running, wounded. You saw people on the ground who folks were doing CPR on. It was just pure chaos.
Thousands were at the event when Round Rock police say a fight broke out near the vendor area.
We do know there's 2 separate groups that got into an altercation with each other. This investigation will tell us what it started over, why it happened, and again, holding them responsible and accountable.
According to police, innocent bystanders were shot. 2 of them died and 14 were taken to the hospital. Their ages range from 10 to 62 years old. First responders at the event were able to assist the victims.
Most of those victims have been released from the hospital. The remaining victims are in stable condition and are expected to be released anytime within the next day or so.
Police were unable to locate a gunman, but did provide a description of a person of interest.
We are looking for a black male, 5'7", thin build, approximately 19, 20 years of age, with short dreads and he was last seen wearing a white hoodie.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? Why can't they have a nice event without fights or killing one another, others? And why do you love the thrill so much that you put your life at risk? You got to go. Why? You know if it's a black event, it's going to be a fight. And people don't deal with that. They don't deal with the anger of the blacks as to where it really come from. They have these black people think their anger come from white people, and it doesn't. It starts in the home. They, too, have to overcome their mothers. They must forgive their mothers and grandmothers. The anger starts there, and then they go out into the world, and the world, being evil, tell the people it's white, it's racism. It's this and that, and it's not true. Look what's happening. No love. I'm not surprised to hear about this. When you hear that there's a black-sponsored, majority black event like this, just know there will be a fight. Why would you go? You love feeling good that much that you put your life at risk, your family life at risk, and you already know that there's going to be some type of shooting. Here's a little bit more on that story from Fox 7 Austin.
People were just rushing out of there, so it was hard, if not nearly impossible, to contain that immediate area where a lot of victims were. And then leaving the park just right here, they, you know, had flashlights, ARs, you know, are you hurt? Did you see anything?
According to Round Rock Police Chief Alan Banks, there were dozens of law enforcement officers at the event and two Skywatch towers.
Juneteenth is an open-air venue, which means that there is no security points. It is an open park with the stage in it. We had over 22 law enforcement personnel assigned to the event. Fire department and EMS was also assigned to the event itself.
Just getting out, not knowing where the suspects were, was terrifying. I don't know that there was ever a moment that I thought, I'm safe.
The mayor of Round Rock thanked first responders during a press conference and weighed in on the deadly shooting.
Our hearts are broken by last night's tragic events. We grieve with the families who have lost loved ones and stand with those who were injured. We are here for you.
This is the 16th year of this Juneteenth event here in the city of Round Rock. And for someone to destroy that peace and destroy the celebration in just an instant angers me. Turn yourself in. Turn yourself in. You're man enough to carry a gun and pull the trigger. Be man enough to step up. Turn yourself in. Let's figure out why you chose to take lives and injure people.
Amazing. Mind blowing, huh? Nobody loved the blacks enough to tell them where the anger really is coming from. It started in the home. It's the nature of their mothers and grandmothers. And no one is telling them how to overcome it. They're using the blacks for personal gain. They want the blacks angry. They want them. Excuse me. They want them killing one another. They want the violence. That's how these people get money, because they say, hey, we need more money. Racism. Whatever. If they had a job or something stupid, they say. They want them doing this. If not, they would tell the blacks how to overcome the anger. It has nothing to do with white people. And it's not going to get better until you point the way. It's of the heart. The heart is wicked. When I was growing up in Alabama, you never heard of any stuff like that. We would go out to the 4th of July celebration, different celebration at the park like that. And different churches, they were holding events around the churches. You never had this. You never even thought that this would happen in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. You never even thought that this would happen. You went out, you had a good time, you went home, and it was an amazing time. But that's have not always been this way, folks. I know that the race hustle and black people have you thinking that, oh, it's slavery. It's slavery. It's this, it's that. No, it's not. It's not slavery. It's not due to slavery, Jim Crow, or anything to do with white people. It hasn't always been this way. I didn't grow up with black people fighting like this. The only time I really saw black people fighting was when I would go up to Indiana and then to California. And when we saw, when we did see a fight with the blacks in Alabama, it's rare, but it'd be some girls fighting over some guy. And that was rare. This is not the way blacks have always been. I want you to know that. They have not always been this way. Blacks are being used now. They want you angry and out of control. This is what they want for you. 888-7, and you need to, I don't blame the race hustlers, though I do know that they are being used, they're using the black for personal gain. But I blame the adult black themselves because you're responsible for you. No one can make you do anything. You're doing it because you want to. So I don't blame them, but I do know that they want the blacks in this condition. That's why they always, instead of telling them how to get better, they tell them how to get worse. Blame somebody else. Come up with a new term. Let me go to Don, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Don, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I'm speaking up because he told me to speak up. Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Don.
So I'll just go straight into my question for you.
Okay.
I'm just wanting to maybe get some guidance from you on my role, R-O-L-E role, in like helping my adult children, you know, to overcome because they don't seem to even be aware, 23 and 30, okay, boys, they don't even seem to be aware that they are angry at me. And with all of the healing I've gotten in my life, by God's grace, at age 50, I thank you for speaking on this truth. I felt so alone until I heard you, like, speaking what I know to be true. And I looked at my children, and they're full of anger, and I'm watching all these effects. And it's like I thought maybe you could share a little bit. Remember how you talked about you went at age 38 and forgave your mother?
Yeah.
And then your relationship with your son, you know, began to improve. And I thought maybe you could help me through your experience.
Have you gone to, are they still living at home with you?
No. My one son is 30 and he left at 15. And then my other son is 23 and he left at 19.
Have you gone to them to apologize for imposing your will on them and turning them away from their fathers?
Yes.
You told them?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hold on a minute. Excuse me, John. Hold on 1 minute. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. One line open. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage That's where I write about, in the first chapter, especially, how I overcame. Scam! How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. All right, welcome back. 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He be like, Joel Friday TV from 11 to 12 midnight. Not midnight. 11 a.m. to 12. Joel Friday TV. He be like, and after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon today. Amazing. And we're going to get to your super chats and all that good stuff. A quick reminder that White History is coming up next month. July is White History Month. So hurry, run, rush. Get your White History Month t-shirts. Go to julyfeelswhite.com. JulyFeelsWhite.com or RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. So you'll be ready for White History Month in July. So I wanted to go back to Dawn. I think her phone may have dropped. And Dawn, if you're still listening, just if you have apologized to your son and you told him what happened, really, there's nothing else you can do about it. You have to just now go on and just live your life and wish your sons well. Live your life and let them suffer until they're ready to overcome. You know, until they're ready, there's nothing else you can do about it. Because you can't change another person, right? So just... hopefully you're working, still working on yourself, John. Do the silent prayer, RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer, and watch those thoughts and just continue to work on you. And you just don't know. One day, as my son did, you get a call or something. Hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I now see it. So just work on you now, Don. All right? Let me go to Reggie. A first-time call out of California. Reggie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Reggie.
Good, good, good. Hey, look, I've been seeing a lot of your videos on the air, on YouTube, and I'm concerned. I'm a lot concerned about your position on the blacks, as you call them. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, Jesse, you keep saying that you were raised on a plantation.
Yes.
And you could do this and you could do that. You live a wonderful life. But let me ask you this. Could you go off that plantation and work like at a bank or a grocery store or any white establishment?
Absolutely. Or, not only could I do it, I did it when I turned 19. Some of my cousins were going to, they had dropped out of school, they didn't like it anymore, and they would go and get a job working at car wash and different stores and different things. And so I would go and work during the summer at the car wash or something just to have a little extra money.
And what city was this?
And down in where I went to do the work or where I lived?
Where you did the work?
In Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. Went in Alabama.
Yeah, a lot of my folks worked in Alabama too. But
okay, because I'm from Tennessee, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but Saul went to Georgia. Why do you ask that?
I asked that because I was trying to figure out what a particular, you know, I know you were born in the 50s. You were raised up in the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I was too. I was raised up in the 60s, right? I mean, we could get work. We could do different things in the community. But it rarely, seldom did a black get an opportunity to be a businessman, to be what he really wanted to do.
But every black that I knew growing up, they did what they wanted to do. You mentioned college. If they wanted to go to college, they went to college. If they wanted to start a business,
we could go to college, but even today, you get a degree. And, you know, I agree with you that racism is a old adage for black people. You know, it's not about race.
Right.
It's about opportunity. It's about, you know.
And when you say it's about opportunity, what do you mean by that?
I mean that the state of the country in a capitalist society is about opportunity. And those who have have the reins of corporations and things of that, they're not giving black people the opportunity to do all that they want. We can't get jobs after we graduate out of college.
Why you can't?
We can get a degree. We can get, because, okay, let's, for instance, you're black, you go into this white corporation, and you apply for a job along with, let's say, five white people. Okay? You got the same credentials, you got the same, you equal in degree and everything. You think they're going to give you the job instead of the white person?
Yes.
Now, that's a... You said
how would you know if they gave it to you or didn't give it to you because of your color? How would you know that?
Because it happens time and time again.
But black people who own businesses do that too. They hire other blacks over white people.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Is that right or wrong for them to do that?
To them, it's right.
It's about you. You know, is that right or wrong to do that?
No. It's
so
not
then,
right.
So then, what's...
It's not right. It's not about with the black people hiring other white people. It's like white people, they trust white people. They think white people won't rob or steal they stuff.
But black people don't trust black people because they know that the blacks going to rob and steal.
But that's not necessarily. A lot of black people are raised up in Christian families.
Those are some of the worst.
These are people.
Because if they didn't think that way, Reggie, why do black people, when they do want to start a business, they go outside of the black
they driving?
They go outside of the black community and start a business. They don't start business in the black community because they know black people are going to steal.
Okay, now what does that do true for the black community?
Is that true or not?
On occasions, yeah.
Right.
On occasions.
And so what's wrong with white people being concerned that if they should hire the black people are going to steal? Since the black people know that black people are going to steal, so what's wrong with the whites protecting themselves?
But it's wrong because it's not always the case.
But then
you cannot say a whole race of black people, everybody would steal.
No one said that.
You
but
make
I
that. You can't.
No
you
one
can't
said
make that.
That
paper.
No one said the whole black, not all, but most.
That's what. You're saying most.
I always say not all, but most.
But you saying that black people ordinarily then.
I'm sorry?
Steal and rob, ordinarily.
What?
You said that black people ordinarily would steal and rob from the company, so they should hire white people.
I said that black people don't hire other black people. They don't start business in the black community because they know that the black's going to steal. And they are reluctant to even hire black. I remember black people because they know they're black. They're going to be late. They're going to be lazy. They're going to complain. And even now, white people don't want to hire because the moment they don't, the whites have to correct them, the black people, I'm going to sue you for racism. You're discriminating.
So
white people don't want to be bothered with all that.
So do you think that black people shouldn't be given a chance to prove that they're honest, to prove that they're trustworthy?
I never said that.
Okay, so if they're not given a chance,
let me ask you this.
How are they supposed to succeed if they're not given a chance, which they're not given a chance?
That's not true. White people are hiring black people today out of fear of being called racist. And so they're hiring them, and they put up with a whole bunch of mess. Because the blacks know that they don't really have to do anything. They don't have to be good at what they do. They can show up late. They can do whatever they want, and they're still going to get a job, have a job, because the white people are not going to fire them for fear of being called racist. But, Reggie, let me ask, why do black people think? Because when I was growing up, it wasn't this type of thinking under the Jim Crow law and all that stuff. Why do black people
that kind of thinking wasn't allowed, Jesse.
No one can stop you from thinking.
You wasn't allowed to think that.
Let me ask you this.
If you were hung from a tree for thinking that.
Reggie, why do black people need white people to give them an opportunity? Why can't they create their own opportunity? What's wrong with them?
You know, the last time black people created their opportunity was Tulsa. You remember what happened in Tulsa?
A couple of blacks and white had a fight, and they had a riot. They had a riot. I'm telling you what happened. Hold on. And they had a riot. They had a riot, and during that riot, they destroyed a lot of stuff. And then when the riot was over, the black people went and rebuilt so-called Black Wall Street. They didn't sit around and wait for some white man to rebuild for them. They did it themselves.
You don't know your history.
I'm telling you, they rebuilt Wall Street, Black Wall Street. But let me ask, you didn't answer my question.
Why do
black people think that white people need to give them an opportunity? Why can't they create their own opportunities?
Because black people don't have the cooperation, don't have the
What does that
jobs,
mean, don't have the cooperation?
They don't have the cooperation. They don't have the companies. They don't have the job opportunities.
Why were the blacks able to do it prior to the so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing? Let me tell you this. I don't know where you came from, but let me tell you, that's not true.
They never owned corporations.
That's not true. That's not true. Let me name some. Number one, when I was growing up, when I was growing up, one of my aunts, she and her husband, when they married, they bought land. This was so-called during the so-called Jim Crow laws, right? They bought land, buku land, and they had something like, I may be wrong, but something like 17 or 18 children, and all their kids went to finish high school, went to college, and they all were taken care of by their father and their mother on their own land. This was during the Jim Crow, because, and I keep using Jim Crow because the blacks are lying and saying that other blacks couldn't make it during then. Also, Booker T. Washington.
Yeah, that's not
Booker T. Washington.
You're talking about
hold on, I'm giving you more. They own the land. They own the land.
You're talking about farming.
My best friend,
farming,
my best friend, and his family bought land and they own land and they did their thing. Booker T. Washington founded Tuskegee Institute. He was born out of slavery. My father, my blood father, my daddy, had his own businesses. He had a he started out with a cleaning business, cleaners. He started a motorcycle business where he repaired and sold motorcycles. He finally ended up with a church. But my father always had his own business. And this thing that black people didn't own business, black people used to not beg the white man for anything, though the white man and the blacks worked together, those who had love in their heart. And it's just once the civil rights movement started, the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion, that's when the blacks stopped doing for themselves and start begging.
That's not true.
And blaming. I didn't grow up with the mentality that white people owe me anything because my environment wasn't like that. My environment, I saw black people working and taking care of themselves, treating others the way that they would like to be treated. There were this black on black violent wasn't around, and we were taught to work.
So you can talk, right? You just want to talk. You don't have to listen.
Go ahead, Reggie.
you grew up. You still have this slavery mentality. I grew up in a position where we did this, we could do this, but you still talking about having land.
What?
I mean, we can be farmers.
I'm talking about business too. What's the slavery mentality that I have?
How you gonna have business? Your slavery mentality is that the slave had it good.
They did.
The slave had it nice. They were treated good. That's what you think.
When did I say that?
I'm asking you, is that what you thinking?
No, I wasn't. I do know that. What?
You were referring black people to the old time.
What?
This is the 21st century.
When the black people were better. But doesn't that concern you, Reggie? That the black people were better off when they had to make their own way than they are today when the white people is making the way for them and they still can't make it. Isn't that a sad commentary?
No.
Because the blacks are still begging. Think about this, Reggie.
What you call begging is asking for opportunity.
But you're not supposed to be asking for opportunity. You're supposed to create
it. Have a corporation. Let me ask you something.
Start out, Reggie.
With all the black people that's rich, right? The millionaires, billionaires that are rich. How many of those are making corporations for black people to succeed in the field that they come out in college?
Do they?
Accountant, they want to be engineers, they want to be this and that, but they can't find jobs.
But
I have children that can't get jobs.
What's wrong with your children? They can't get a job.
They won't be. They don't hire them. Jesse,
who don't hire them? Who don't hire them?
Then it's the corporation, and you just said blacks don't hire them.
Who got
corporations don't hire them.
Reggie.
We don't own nothing.
Reggie.
We get a farm, we get a piece of land, and you happy.
Whose fault right? That you don't own anything?
Capitalist.
Who?
It's a capitalist world, Jesse. It's a capitalist world. Those who have the money got it.
Who fault you to own anything?
I'm not sharing.
You don't have money?
I told you. If you don't have
Randy,
money.
Randy, hold on. Because of
I
time?
I got money.
Well, how did you get the money?
I got money because I went to college and I got a break with a job. I started off in the post office.
But you're not able to start your own thing?
Yeah, it's not the way white people got it.
Why has it to be the way white people got it? Why don't you start your own thing? Why you keep comparing yourself to white people? Reggie, hold on. I have somebody that wants. Reggie, hold on.
We start our own thing. We don't shop for black from black. We don't cater to black. We don't go in there.
Because we don't trust black people. Black people don't give their best. When you go into a black business, they have bad attitude, everything. Reggie. I have someone that want to talk to you. William want to talk to you. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
All right, hold on.
Put that cord in
there. Hey, William.
Hey, Jesse.
You're on with Reggie.
Okay.
Did you want to talk to Reggie?
Yeah.
Okay, Reggie. You're on with Reggie.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Reggie. How you doing?
Good morning.
All right. Reggie, I don't think I'm as old as you. But blacks did have land, lots of it. Reggie, let me finish. Blacks did have land. As a matter of fact, some of it is still in my family, 80 acres in Texas.
I have land.
Okay, wait a minute, Reggie. Some of it is still here.
William, get right to your point because of time. Make your point.
Okay,
real quick.
They had land, and some of the families still have it. I'm one of them. And as a matter of fact, then when they came to California during the war, our grandfather bought 6 or 7 buildings in the city of San Francisco and kept his land in Texas and bought some more here in California. So that's not true. And blacks had guns, too. And some of those guns are still in my family, too. So I think that's a myth, man.
What's a myth?
You guys are – I had never met the kind of black people that made themselves a victim. I was told a long time ago, white man ain't stopping you from doing nothing.
I don't want to hear you talking about land. What was your point with land? Because this conversation wasn't about having land. I already said that people could have land. People got land. My wife has land.
So what do you want from the white man then, Reggie?
That's what I want to know.
I done told you that. I'm saying we need opportunities to work outside of the farm. We could always work on the farm. That's no question.
Why can't you create your own opportunity?
That's right.
Because what happened in Tulsa, that's why we can't.
What we can do is we can integrate.
That's the only thing we can do. We can't go back to Africa.
Thank you, William. Reggie, call me again. I got to take a break. Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming up, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Female Monday, June 17th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. We will get to your calls. Hang tight, callers. But first, fake news, not fake news. The according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, the countdown for the first 2024 presidential debate has begun. Crooked Joe Biden and he will face his predecessor, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. And that will happen next week on Commie Nonsense Network themselves, CNN. The most critical debate clash in years, so claims, so hypes Commie Nonsense. Extreme heat, by the way. Nearly 200 high temperature records could be tied or broken this week as an expansive heat wave grips the Midwest and Northeast. The heat arrived in the South, the beautiful South, and the Midwest as many families celebrated Father's Day yesterday outdoors. Did you celebrate Father's Day? Belated happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Prompting alerts to stay cool amid 90-degree temperatures in some areas, which is not bad if you're in the dry area, but if it's humid, the most extreme heat risk is now in place from the Great Lakes to the Northeast, according to the National Weather Service. Includes major metropolitan areas, Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, New York City, Boston. Meanwhile, windy conditions in Southern California potentially fueling flames. There is a post fire up north, little ways, about an hour north of us here in L.A. County. The blaze has charred nearly 15,000 acres as of early this morning, I guess, or late last night. It was only 2% contained as of midday Sunday. What a mess. And Gaza drama. The Israeli military has announced a tactical pause, of military activity along the route of a route in southern Gaza to allow, or route, to allow aid to be distributed. They stressed they would not halt their offensive in Rafah. Aid has been delivered to the embattled enclave by land, sea, and air since the war began, but few entry points remain operational. This has triggered a spiraling humanitarian crisis with many so-called human rights groups, which are oftentimes just the scum of the earth, let's just face it. But they've repeatedly been sounding the alarm over unspeakable living conditions for Palestinians. And they're right about that, I think, maybe. Anyway, meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister-based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu has disbanded the country's war cabinet. You heard Benny Gantz resign last week. The decision comes after opposition leader Benny Gantz resigned, citing Netanyahu's supposed failure to devise a strategy for the war and future governance of Gaza. And do you believe Benny Gantz? I'm not sure I do, but who knows? Marijuana pardons. Maryland's Democrat governor, is he the fat one? He's expected to pardon more than 175,000 marijuana convictions today, according to a report from the Washington Compost, scum of the earth. The pardons will automatically forgive every misdemeanor marijuana possession charge that the Maryland judiciary could locate in the state's electronic courts records system, so said the Washington Compost. This comes as cannabis, as pot, and specifically how it's viewed by the public and politicians has undergone a sea change during the past decade. Pot culture has proliferated. Even the good kids are doing it. Don't do that, kids. In November 2023, a record 70% of Americans, so-called Americans, surveyed by Gallup, a Gallup poll, said that they supported cannabis, meaning pot, legalization. In 2014, this share was 51%. Now it's 70%. And so-called gun violence. No such thing, but the U.S. saw another weekend of gun violence in several communities. Extending the list of 220 mass shootings in the country so far this year, most of them probably by blacks. Two people were killed and 14 others injured during a shooting at the Juneteenth celebration you heard about earlier this hour in Round Rock, Texas, outside of Austin, rapidly growing city, 10% black. That happened on Saturday. Round Rock's located 20 miles north of Austin. They were still searching for the suspect, black. I'm James Hake, and there were some other shootings I'll tell you about later. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today,
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. That's amazing. The second hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. And it's another doozy. And if you missed yesterday's biblical question, you were not there at the fellowship, or you weren't watching online by chance, podcast. It was amazing fellowship. Also, happy Father's Day. I forgot. Yesterday was Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. I hope you worked it out with your kids, your adult kids, your baby kids, and all as well. Happy Father's Day. Brand new biblical question. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why? This question is so deep, I don't know what to do with it. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Amazing, huh? You could be, if you're busy, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You could be listening. And you can podcast the show later. And support us on social media, by the way. All right? Support us. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. Telephone, telegraph, tell others. And we're on JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All kinds of stuff going on there. But you can be listening live no matter where you are by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is. Did we put that up there? Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is Monday. And every Monday is, and we take all calls, but it's Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
I bet you do.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Poor men.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in my soul, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Amazing. I was thinking about, by the way, I have a patch on my eye. Some of you can tell. You might not be able to see it because I'm as black as the patch. But there's a patch there. Because I had some work done on my eye this past Friday. So I had to wear it for a minute until, you know, it healed. But all is well. I would think about Reggie's call from California, and he was black. He is black. And I just, it's so interesting to me because I wasn't raised that way in Alabama on the plantation under Jim Crow law. I was never taught, not by example or told, that the white man owed me an opportunity. I was never told that I cannot make it in America because of my color. And so, as a matter of fact, when I was growing up, I was taught to work. And then at 18, going out on your own, get yourself a job. At age 25, buy yourself a house. And if you want a family, get married, start a family. And so that was just my mentality. I was never taught, not one time, that I can't do it on my own. And so I moved to California, and I got jobs at different places because I tried, you know, one place paid X amount of dollars, and I worked there for a minute. I needed more money, so I got another job paying more money. And one job led to another one. Till eventually, I had my own business. I started my own business, and then I started Barn. I bought my own land and bought my own home and everything because it wasn't my mentality that the white man had to provide for me. It just, I wasn't thinking that the white man needs to give me an opportunity. But when I would go to a white establishment for a job, I just went there to apply for a job. I didn't think I would get it or not get it. And if I didn't get it, I didn't think, oh, I didn't get it because I was black. I would just go to another job or another company. And especially with black men, you just don't walk around thinking that you can't do it on your own. You need somebody else to give it to you. That's just not... And Reggie said the blacks couldn't do it because of capitalism. But capitalism is the reason you can do it. It's socialism that you cannot do it. Because people who promote socialism, they're doing it because socialism is about controlling you. And the blacks, not all, but most, they have a socialist mentality. Some will start to come out of that mentality, though. But too many blacks have a socialist mentality. They're not individuals. They don't have a capitalist mentality. They have a socialist mentality because they've been raised since the so-called civil rights movement to think that way. And I'm sick of blacks talking about Black Wall Street. What about Black Wall Street? What did that have to do with you? You weren't there. You didn't own anything there. You were not there. What did that have to do with your life? And Black Wall Street was rebuilt once the white people, once the riots ended. The black people just sit around and say, oh, poor us. Wall Street is gone. We can't do it anymore. They did it over because that was the mentality of the blacks in those days. To blame someone else for you as an adult is a clear sign of weakness. It really is. A clear sign of weakness. And that's why most black people think they call white people white supremacy because they believe that white people are better than them. They believe white people are smarter than them. They believe black white people are more capable. And so they need, if you believe that way, you're going to need the white people to give you an opportunity. And when they give it to you, you destroy it. I want to, before I go back to the phones, I just want to show you something that is pure evil. Pure evil. And jealousy. Remember last week we talked about Caitlin Clark? And Caitlin Clark is bringing more attention to women basketball than anybody else I ever heard. Right? And Caitlin Clark is a white girl who is bad. About as bad as a female can be in basketball, right? Female basketball. And she's bad. She's tough. She's hot, and she can't be stopped. She's hot, she's bad, and she can't be stopped. And the black girls on the basketball teams are jealous about that because it's a white girl who's putting them to shame. And now instead of trying to get better, they are trying to destroy this girl. And it's pure jealousy, and jealousy is evil. You shouldn't be jealous of another person. You should wish them well. Caitlin is a white girl who is putting the black girls to shame because black people are supposed to be the best at sports, basketball, whatever. And they're trying to hurt this woman. There's this, and now they have started to, because the black girls are jealous of the white girl, they're starting to turn sports into a riot. Sports is no more just sports. Isn't that amazing? Because of jealous black girls. It is where Caitlin Clark filed by Angie Reese. Watch this, how this black girl, watch what they do to Caitlin. This is from CBS Sports.
At the official is pointing to this, to his head here, and I think they're going to look at this. To review it. The foul, I believe, to Angel Reese. Yep, across the head, and they will go to the monitor to review this one.
Yeah, that's
foul
right.
Reese is being reviewed for a possible upgrade to a flagrant.
I think it'll be upgraded here.
And that's evil. She hit the girl upside the head, came from behind her. You're not even allowed to do that as a cowboy. You have to make sure you're in front of the person when you shoot them. But this is evil. This is what's holding black people back in life. Not all but most. Not all but most. Jealousy of the white man. Jealousy of the white man. And in this case, white woman. I bet those black girls can't sleep at night because of their jealousy, envy, strife of Caitlin Clark. And my Nick is going to come in and explain, and we're going to play this one more time. This is evil, folks. Black people, you got to drop your evil. You're holding yourself back. Evil is never good. Is Nick coming in? Okay. Evil is never good. You're supposed to love one another, appreciate one another. Be your best. Work on you being your best. And wish everybody else well, whatever they decide for their lives. Isn't that amazing? Rather than, let me go get Nick. I'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Okay, I have him. He's here. I played this. You were outside of your office, so you didn't know this. He was outside of his office, so he didn't hear the first play. I played this theme with Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
And how the black girls on the team are jealous of her. And they try to destroy her now.
I was still catching up to the stream.
Yeah, and so, I was talking about how evil this is. They can't enjoy this white girl or her playing. They got to destroy her because she made them look bad. Mm-hmm. And I want to play this soundbite again so you can explain it even more so from CBS. So this is Caitlin Clark was fouled by Angel Reese, right?
Correct.
And from CBS Sports, watch this. And Nick is going to explain it afterward.
So you see Angel Reese is behind her. Her arm comes up and hits her in the head.
Now the official is pointing to his head here, and I think they're going to look at this. To review it, the foul, I believe, to Angel Reese. Yep, across the head, and they will go to the monitor to review this one. Yeah, that's right.
Nothing there.
I think it'll be upgraded here.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's the video right there. Hitting her in the head. Apparently a flagrant foul, according to Bleacher Report. Okay, this is from June 16th. And so, you know, you've seen her before. She's that same one who said, she was the jealous one, if you remember her. She was like,
there was Angel Reese.
Angel Reese. Yeah. She was in front of that camera. They were asking her some questions. She said, if they're going to talk about the WNBA in the future, it's not just because of one person.
Yeah.
Because they're giving all this attention to Caitlin.
And they,
she's on the same team with that girl, Kennedy, the one with the funny spelling, that hip checked her.
Oh, yeah.
Same team that fouled Caitlin Clark.
The one that knocked her out.
Correct.
Knocked her down.
Yep.
Amazing.
This is the second time now.
I wonder how long Caitlin is going to put up with this. Because if these black girls are going to team up on and attack her like this, she can't last too long, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm wondering how far does it go. I don't know the details like that.
Because one soundbite we played last week was the white, I guess he was the white coach. But
yes.
She said they've been turning these tapes in to
that's right.
The proper authority, but nothing has been done about it.
Right.
And nothing will be done about it because they're not going to correct the blacks for doing this to Caitlin. If Caitlin was a black girl and the white girls were doing this to her, it'd be all over, it'd be everywhere, it'd be racism, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
I mean, just look at the double speak from the coach of the black girls team. They say, oh, yeah, we told her it's wrong. She knows it's wrong. But it's also just sportsmanship. So what are you guys even mad for? So no real accountability and all that.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Is Caitlin going to last? Because these black girls are mean and nasty. They don't care, especially about hurting. They don't care about hurting one another, other blacks. But they definitely don't care about the white people.
A question for her and God in the future.
Especially knowing that nothing will be done about it.
Right.
Because it's happening to a white girl. Well, blacks.
It could just be just as likely, I think, that she will stick it through.
You think so?
Maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you get, like, a hate, sometimes that brings out the best in people.
Sometimes. All right. Thank you, man. Amazing. Okay. Oh, did you do a show this weekend?
No.
Beta.
Yeah, no.
Beta.
Internet beta. I'm going to blame somebody else. Hate blaming victimhood.
Well, how was your Father's Day?
My Father's Day was incredible.
But you're not a father.
I know. I don't get to say that.
Oh.
But I was around a family who, and it was a nice time.
And you call him daddy?
No.
No. Amazing. All right. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
Let me go to Sarah out of Texas. Sarah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Sarah.
Hey, just going back real quickly to black-owned businesses.
Yes.
I Googled something really quick and...
speak into your... Sarah, speak right into your phone.
Okay. this, well, so this relates back to, like I was saying, the Black-owned businesses. And I did a Google search. I found something very interesting. Florida and Texas have the most Black-owned businesses, which are known to be conservative states. California, New York, and Georgia coming in third, fourth, and fifth. And they have almost, they have like half of what Texas and Florida have. So I don't think it's much, it's going back to what you say, it's what's the opportunity, just being an American.
Yeah.
You take that opportunity. It has nothing to do with race. But your politics can play against you. If you're in the wrong state, it might be that, you know, they want to keep you, the governors of that state want to keep you, you know, in a certain position. And it has nothing to do with race. It just has to do with, you know, how you feel about it. Like, if you believe what the government is telling you, well, then, yeah, you're going to be a victim. You're a victim to your own government.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. And you make another good point. America offer opportunity for anyone who wants it. You can do whatever you want in this country. That's why everybody tried to come here. The illegals and everybody want to come because they know that in America you can do what you want.
Even as it is messed up right now, we're still the best country to live in the world. I live 7 miles from the Mexican border, and I'm sitting outside of McDonald's right now, and I'm looking at three men cutting the yard, cutting the grass around here, and I know they're all illegal, but they all are out here at, you know, 9 a.m. They've probably been here since 6 or 7 o'clock, because this is a big business location where I'm at.
Yeah.
And they have that opportunity. They get up in the morning and they go do it. And they have that opportunity. They don't have that opportunity in Mexico for a lot of reasons. One opportunity would be that, well, they don't have as many homes as we have in the United States that have yards to cut. Again, back to being victims of their government.
Yes, absolutely.
So just the residual of being living in a nation that is gives people opportunity, it just goes, you know, like to use Reagan's line, it trickles down. It trickles down.
Yeah.
Because I'm a homeowner, I can hire somebody to cut my grass. If I wasn't a homeowner in the first place, there wouldn't be any grass for me to mow.
There you go. Absolutely. Amazing. And I'm not surprised that there are more Black-owned businesses in conservative states than liberal states, because the liberals want Black people to be victim. They make sure that they keep the Blacks down by encouraging that type of mentality, that they can't make it, that the white man is holding them back. And it's just unfortunate that the Blacks don't think for themselves, and they just feel like victims. It's not true, but that's how they feel.
Well, it keeps them with the job. It keeps them with the job, period.
Amazing.
They always have to have a reason to exist, or their job will go away. So, therefore, they have to create a victim. They have to create a person that's people or group of people that are persecuted. And since, my opinion, since Black Americans are waking up, they're bringing in other victims from South America who are already people who are used to socialist government.
Yeah.
And they're more, so they will be more easier manipulated. So, I mean, it's just job security for them. They got to keep the victimhood going. They got to find a group of people. If not, they're out of a job.
Absolutely. Amazing. Amazing call, Sarah. Thank you so much, especially for that information. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse, for being online. You keep it up, brother.
I will. Thank you.
You're the only voice of reason out there. You really are.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your support as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I just can't get past and hearing grown men, Black men, blaming other grown white men that they won't give them an opportunity in 2024. What's wrong with you? Why can't you do your own opportunity? Why do you need somebody to give it to you? Why? Where's that? I've never thought that way. Even when I moved to California, and I believe Jesse Jackson and all those people, and they were saying, I was in my 20s, they would say, oh, white people are trying to hold you back. I fell for that lie for a minute. I didn't hear that down in Alabama, but out here I heard it. I believed that for a minute. I still went on with my life. Got jobs, started a business, everything. Amazing. Let's do Super Chat.
Super Chat.
There's one line open, by the way. One line, 888-7753-773.
Adam bought five coffees with a very generous donation and a nice tip on a nice tip for us.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
He says, the truth is spreading.
Nice. Thank you.
Donnie Girl's idea, donated a Rumble rant, back on Friday, answering the biblical question.
From last week, right?
Yeah, about men and women.
Who's dumber? Who's dumber, men or women?
Before sex, men are smarter. After sex, women are smarter. Oversex men spend their proteins and deprive the brain. Bring back cold showers and absorb those proteins, man. She gives another Rumble rant saying, correction, my answer to the biblical question, men are dumber after sex. I think I reversed it. I cleared it up for you, Don.
Amazing. Thank you, Don. What did you think about my answer to that question yesterday? Were you surprised by it?
A little bit, yeah.
You were surprised? You expected something else?
Yeah, normally you don't ask a question you don't have the answer to. but it was interesting, for sure.
Yeah, amazing.
Shout out to Woozy, bought a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Rest in peace to the all-time ball-earth-proving Alpha Chad, U.S. Air Force Major General Bill Anders, last surviving crew member of the Apollo 8, first mission to travel to the moon, circled 10 times before returning to Earth. He captured the iconic Earthrise photo during the mission. First color photo of Earth taken from space. One of the most famous photos ever taken, clearly depicts a ball Earth.
Thank you.
And he goes on and on, but it's not very pithy.
Yeah,
Thank you, sir.
Did you hear that China, I believe they said, China was going to the moon?
I heard they went to the dark side of it or something.
Something like that.
With people or just...
I don't know. I just heard a bit about it. I haven't heard the whole story yet.
He said on Christmas Eve 1968, during a live broadcast of their ninth orbit, crew members read the first 10 verses of Genesis to an audience of about 1 billion back on Earth, estimated audience. Isn't that nice?
Amazing. Thank you. Keep it piffy.
Yeah. Jamal bought a coffee biblical question from last week.
Who's dumber, men or women?
Men are dumber since they're closer to God. The dumber the person, the easier it is to see the light.
What?
The dumber the person, the easier it is to see the light.
He said men are dumber because they're closer to God and they see the light.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. How can you be dumb if you see the light?
Well, kind of like how you say you have to go dumb.
Oh.
Forget all you've been taught.
Oh, that what they mean?
Yeah, that's what he means.
Nice. Thank you. I understand. Thank you,
Jamal.
Yeah.
Games for Rec with a Diamond, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
JV, the great three coffees for the biblical question from last week.
Who's dumber, men or women?
Read slow. Women are definitely dumber because they're driven by emotions. Not only that, some women feel they can be equal to men. That's dumb in itself. Then you also have men feel like they can be women. Also dumb in itself. Also driven by emotions like women. But those men that want to be women are definitely dumber than men because they have the spirit of the woman.
So keep it piffy.
Thank you. Thank you, JV the Great, for your three coffees.
But men are, I heard a lot of that yesterday, but men are as emotional as women are.
Yeah.
There's no difference between the men emotion and women.
And women know that, even when they're feminists.
Right.
Shout out to Karasu 737, Aries 1, Games for Rec, and Taking Care of Business.
Right back in a moment. I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. Amazing stuff coming up for you. Things are happening. Jesse Lee, JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. And you you will enjoy beef jerkies. You should check out BigClubUSA.com to get your Afro jerkies. They are so good. Watch this. People tell me I have a lot of Afro energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Afro energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Afro jerky. Afro jerky from Big Club USA. Afro male. And you can have Afro jerky energy too. Amazing. People tell me I have a lot of Afro.
Amazing.
For some energy and taste, check out BigClubUSA.com. So let me just get some more of these super chats, and then we're going back to the phones. Super.
Super chats.
Piotr Robel bought 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you.
Eugene.
Check out yesterday's fellowship, all of them, at rebuildingaman.com/church. It was Mamma Mia. Hola, si, señor. Gracias, good. Thank you.
Eugene bought a coffee. Been listening to this show for 3 months, your show. Now I see the truth. Been suffering with anxiety, depression, all kinds of stuff. Now I see it's all demons. Been taking meds for many years. I do the silent prayer every morning, day and night. How come everything has intensified?
Because you become aware. It's always been that way, but now you're seeing what's driving you. And those demons, Satan doesn't want you to see those spirits. They don't want you to see them. And so they are having a hissy fit. Because if you stay with it and you stay present, instead of living in the past or the future, don't run away from it. Don't run away from it. They will have to leave you and go make a home in somebody else. Evil lives in human bodies, right? And so that's why it's always been that way. That's why you were on med. That's why you were depressed and all that. But now you're becoming aware you're going to be fine if you stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Kohlberger Art, 7 coffees. Very generous. He says,
thank
that,
you.
That was an RT fellowship, Captain Jesse. At this rate, we'd be fishing bucket loads of souls out of the murky water. Sfoda Bloss. Side note, leaving a blank space after the thought is so good. It's like saying no thank you to the devil's offer. Amazing.
Very good point. And what he's referring to, I gave an assignment last week. I guess the people didn't hear, right?
Yeah, they didn't pick up that it was an assignment.
So what?
They didn't pick up that it was an assignment.
Yeah. I said, okay, when Satan talked to you, when he give you these ideas, don't respond. Don't come up with another idea to get away from it. Leave an empty space. You hear the voice of the devil, right? And right away you want to come up with another thought about it. Don't. Leave it empty. Leave it open. It'll blow your mind. Stop communicating with evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Mo Betta.
Have you been doing that?
A little bit.
Yeah? And yeah. How do you think about it?
It's interesting because my mode is to try to find peace, like trying to find some peace.
Right.
And trying to find some satisfaction to it because it's bugging me. But like to resolve it in my mind, but you don't have to do that.
I would advise you not to do that because you can't resolve it in the mind. The mind is where the problem is.
Yeah. Terrible.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing.
Very yeah. generous from yeah. Mo
Thank
Betta.
Thank you, by the way.
100 coffees from Mo Betta.
Thanks, you, Mo Betta.
Thanks, JLP and Experts, for all you do. I want to say rest in peace, Earl Dogcatcher from Detroit. Too many spicy tacos, so he says. But also wanted to shout out the anti-Christian Israelis monitoring free speech on the JLP show. Please come after me instead, you eternal haters.
Amazing. Thank you.
Another
nice.
Ten,
thank you for your support.
Another 10 coffees from him. Mo
Thank
Betta.
You.
From last show, somebody asked D'Angelo, Senator Earl.
Ask!
And he spelled it A-K-S. That's why I pronounced it Ax. The Honorable Dogcatcher from Detroit, son of Earl. If D'Angelo had a choice, one, do you support your own television propaganda? Or two, do you support the ongoing UN definition of genocide occurring near the Mediterranean side of the Middle East? That's a question for D'Angelo.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo Betta.
Yeah.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and Hate. Clarifying my super chat from last week. My question was, why does it seem at times like angry or evil people have courage? What I mean by that is they'll be willing to speak up, fight you, do whatever is necessary, not to lose.
But they don't seem to have courage. That's weakness. That's a fear. They have fear. You're looking at fear and calling it courage. Angry people do not have courage. You can bank on it. Because if they had courage, they would not be fighting like that. They would not be revengeful. They would not be jealous. They would not be envy. Look how these people fight Caitlin Clark for no reason at all except for jealousy and envy. What you're seeing is weakness and you're calling it courage. It is not courage. Courage is when you have self-control. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, thank you for another classic Sunday's Church. Hashtag The Great Black Hope.
The Great Black Hope. Thank you. And thank for your support.
Woozy Rumble Rant. This just in, Get a Job is back on YouTube.
I heard. Right on. Get a Job is back. Welcome back, Get a Job. We miss you. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Urinal Chills, a monthly supporter on Rumble. A darn American flag with Mommy Africa colors. Oh, heck no.
That's right.
No.
That's a no-no. Take your little African flag to Africa and your Ukraine flag to Ukraine and your Allah Uaba flag to your Allah Uaba country. America flag is all we need here. This is America. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia. Generous Rumble Rant. Got my July Feels White shirts this weekend. Thank you, JLP and crew.
Right on. Thank you. Get ready for July. July just feels white. We're about to celebrate 7 years of White History Month. Come July, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio Coffee. Uncle Jesse, Jesus didn't say, with me all things are possible, but he did say, with God all things are possible.
Absolutely.
If Jesus was God and wouldn't have said, with me and not with God in Matthew 19, your thoughts on this? Much appreciated.
I like the fact that Ronnie keeps showing those who are lost that Jesus was the Son of the Father, not the Father. Jesus was not God. He was the Son of the Father. Thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie's come a long ways.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Ronnie.
C-on-C, Coffee, Black Pirate, Skull and Crossbones, Jesse, LOL. And what a coincidence, because there's a cartoon and I made a view with a pirate one eye like that. LOL.
So you did this. Thank you, Sia. Amazing.
Elias, pot of coffee.
Didn't Chester have a patch? Mr. Dillon, deputy sheriff.
I never watched Gunsmoke.
Oh, you didn't?
That was before my time.
How do you not watch Gunsmoke?
Sheltered. I only watched, I watched a little bit of Bonanza and, of course, Knight Rider. But
I believe it was Chester who had a patch.
Cool.
I may be wrong, but I think so. Amazing. Thank you, C.I. Appreciate it.
Elias, Jesse, you look like a pirate who's ready to set sail to Africa to gather up some slaves for your plantation. Pirate flag and parrot emojis.
Good idea. What the? It's interesting doing this show with a bad patch, too. Yeah, you're used to this. It just seemed a nuisance. But a man got to do what a man got to do. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone three coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew. To the caller, Dawn, I wish you well, but go and apologize to your sons. Why are you lying on live air? Laughing face, tears, heart, heart. The pause was telling. No hate, though. Mama, just let it be.
I wish Dawn well. Yeah, Dawn, I don't know if she, I wouldn't say she was lying. I don't know if she's lying or not, but just apologize to your boys. Tell them that they need to forgive you if they want to be free and return to their fathers, their father, and they'll be fine. But you got at that point, you got to walk away and let them either work on themselves or not. You're no longer responsible. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Subjective evil Rumble rant. Why is the YouTube chat went 10,000% less straight than the Rumble chat?
I don't know. I don't understand the question.
Well, he was saying more gay, but anyway.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube versus Rumble. It's a war.
Rumble is more conservative and YouTube is liberal, right?
Right.
Well, that's why.
Nice.
What the? Thank you.
Subjective evil. The reason why I do not hire blacks is not because of their IQs, their propensity to violence, constant tardiness, lame excuses, or any of that. I don't hire them because they're evil, says subjective evil.
Amazing. Thank you. Those two little girls were cute at the meet yesterday, huh?
Indeed.
Man, smart.
Yeah.
They're not going to be angry anymore.
Nice.
They understand. It's funny. Interesting how they understood about the anger thing.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. And they even, at least one of them even raised her hand. She had questions.
Yep.
And how old was she? 8?
10.
10?
Yep.
Amazing. And one was younger than
No, I think they're both 10.
They're twins?
No, I didn't say that.
But how did both be 10 then? Same time?
Maybe they're Irish twins, born in the same year, but not necessarily the same age.
Okay, amazing.
Age of inversion. Whites in America currently systematically discriminated against in every facet of life, in every institution. Yeah. Blacks better shut up and be grateful because the gravy train won't last forever.
That's a good point. We're going to stop there for a minute.
Okay.
I want to get you some calls. Thank you all. We're going to pick up on this. I want to get you some calls here. This hour's almost up already. Amazing. Let me go to, is it Caleb? Out of, first time call out of Texas. Caleb, welcome to the show. Hey. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just took you out Bluetooth. Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead, Caleb.
Hey, sir. I got a question. I respect the show. I respect what you guys do for our people. I don't hear anyone, anywhere. Talk about the spiritual battle, right? So had all these podcasts show up during COVID, you know, that scam where they were calling us sinners for not getting a jab, right? So my question for you, just to keep it pithy, right, is what is civilization to you? Because my concern is that we are the third world country where you can't trust your neighbor, where, you know, it's just pointing fingers, you know, and, you know, I, like I said, I respect what you do, but it's just so concerning because,
what's your question?
Earlier in the show.
What's your question?
What civilization do you, you know, are we the third world country?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
We are third world country. We have no culture. We have no love. America is gone. It's over.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm a first responder. I'm black.
Black.
And yeah, amazing. And
what's a first responder? What does that mean?
Say it again. Oh, first responder. I you know, it's you respond to, it's like medics and tow truck drivers and.
Oh, I got you. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I came from the insurance side, so I was, you know, on the catastrophe team. I traveled the country and, you know, hopped up on roofs and, you know, assessed damage.
Yeah, I understand. I understand now what it is. Yeah.
So I'm just concerned. Now I got a baby on the way. It's my first. I'm 29, and I'm seeing, you know, I'm not focused on the fear, right?
Right.
I know yeah. that there's hate all around me and that the mob is always wrong. And I know that we're getting dragged in this, this World War III, you know, with Israel. I just want to hear your take on that. You know, I just want to make sure you're aware that America is gone.
Yeah. It's over for America, but I want to encourage you not to be afraid to just work on you, overcome anger so that once anger is gone, fear would disappear. And I'm telling you, God would take care of you and your family in spite of all what's happening around you. You will be in it, mm-hmm. but not of it. You will be fine. But as far as America and American culture, that's gone now. It doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
But you just still.
I did want to read.
When is the baby coming?
Oh, my gosh. Next year. So maybe January.
Oh, right. A boy, right?
Oh, gonna be for sure.
That's right. Real men Amazing. Make boys first.
All right. Can I read one verse for you?
Yes.
From the Hebrew scriptures, not the Jewish scriptures, but in Psalm chapter 4, it says in the beginning of Psalms, it says a lot. I would encourage the readers to read at least Psalms 1-4 to get to this point. So you get context.
Okay, read the script for me. Important. Because I'm tired, read it
okay.
for that.
Psalms 4, verse 4. Well, chapter 4, verse 3. But know that Yahweh has separated a lovingly committed one for himself. Yahweh hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. Speak within your heart on your bed and be still.
Yep.
Selah. You know, and that's just the Hebrew word, but
amazing.
I just find that amazing. Yeah, man. So I want to give your readers, you know, if they haven't heard that being still and not praying in front of people and for people, you know, it should be in your closet. It should be in your heart. It should be on your bed. You should be still.
Absolutely.
In your heart, not your words. So,
amazing call, Caleb. Call me again. I appreciate it, man.
For sure. You too.
All right,
Absolutely.
Buddy.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
888-775-3773. One line open there now. Go to Graham, a first-time call out of the UK. Graham, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Graham. Graham going once.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Graham going twice.
Hello?
I hear you, Graham. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no, sorry, man. I had my microphone muted.
I'm sorry?
I had my microphone muted.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Man.
No problem. You're there now. We have you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, totally. Basically, I've been watching you for a few years now. It was the first time I've got it together to ring in, yeah? I can't remember if it was a conversation with you and Sargon or... whether it was something Jordan Peterson said. It's a bit embarrassing now because I don't know who to attribute this, what inspired me to make this point. But I think it was Sargon anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What's the point? Make the point.
It was talking about, like, African-Americans, like, I mean, not having a grand cultural narrative with, you know, the inevitable, like, noble origin stories, like folk tales and such like. Because, like, African-American culture originally was made up of people robbed from disparate cultures. Nobody knew where they were from, you know? But, like, the way I see it, like, you guys were just starting to build a noble cultural narrative when the Great Society just robbed everyone of it, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, like, but, like, people in America, like, they're in the middle of, well, on paper anyway, the greatest political and social experiment, like, in history. It just seems a shame for everyone to be looking back and either flagellating themselves or pointing the finger, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
When if they put forward, like, sky's the limit, really.
You're right about that, Graham. That's me. I and all of us here always telling the blacks, stop looking back. Always stay present and don't be looking back, because all it's doing is keeping you down. It's not helping you at all, because whatever happened is over. All you have is right now. You should stay present rather than keep looking back. But not all, but most of the blacks, they live in the past, which had nothing to do with them, by the way. They live in the past and not the present.
Well, it doesn't help when you got people like Al Sharpton and Farrakhan and the like, you know?
Yeah, so yeah.
Poking the wound as much as they can to cash in.
And Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all the people are evil, and they are wrong, but still, you can't, they're wrong, but you still got to blame the adult individual. Because as an adult, men and women are responsible for their own life. And if you let someone else into your world and destroy your life, you can't blame anyone for that. And black people, not all but most, have turned their lives over to evil people. And they're at fault, because they should take back their lives and be in control of their own lives.
Well, I'm going to say, where else in the world do you have such opportunities as the United States of America? I mean, I just don't get it. You know?
It's nowhere to find. It's only in America for now, at least.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing that puzzles me about America is, as I say, like, the greatest political experiment in history.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, the hubris of the rest of the world to look on in America's success and not try and adopt some of the precepts of, like, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, etc., you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What a mess! Yeah. I'm going to have to end up moving to the U.K., Graham. Graham.
Oh, there's plenty of people over here, man.
Right on. Thank you for your call. Call me again.
No worries, man. Bless up.
All right.
Take care, man.
All right, you too. Amazing call. He's absolutely right. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming up. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. One line open, 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Hate news.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, June 17th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to the rest of the Super Chats, hopefully. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, continues about gun violence. No such thing. In Michigan, at least 9 people, including two children, were wounded after an apparent random, quote-unquote, shooting at a crowded splash pad in Rochester Hills, Michigan. The 42-year-old shooter might have been white, might have been black, we don't know, has been identified, but his motive remains unclear. What a mess. Nash, I think, was his last name. Nash. Michael William Nash, 42, a loner, they said. Sounds like it might not have been black, but might have been. Who knows? Anyway, airline scare. A federal investigation underway after a Southwest Airlines flight plunged toward the ocean off the coast of Hawaii. The incident occurred April 11th, but only came to light publicly on Friday, 2 months later, after Bloomberg reported Southwest sent a memo to pilots about the incident. Bloomberg, far-left Bloomberg, reported the memo indicated a newer first officer, newer, quote-unquote, was flying at the time and inadvertently pushed forward the control column, pushing it down inadvertently. Oops. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 flew as low as 400 feet above the sea before rapidly climbing, flight tracking data shows. In a brief statement to Commie Nonsense Network, Southwest acknowledged the incident but did not address the memo or why the incident took place. They're pushing drugs on kids, and 20% of children are given melatonin, according to this poll. Your children may be feeling anxious before bedtime. One in four parents, 25% of parents, say they have trouble getting their anxious children to sleep. One in five, 20%, resort to giving their children melatonin, according to a new poll. And aren't they kind of warning against giving children melatonin, or doctors saying, you know, be careful with that? That's according to a new poll, and melatonin supposedly helps people with sleep, but I don't know if you should be just taking it willy-nilly. What a mess. Today's number is 1,000. 1,000 people have been infected by, according to a report, CNN, by a highly fatal bacteria in Japan. So say official figures, experts so far unable to pinpoint the reason for the rise in this potentially deadly bacterial infection spike. A spike in these things. Crazy, huh? And it's called streptococcal toxic shock syndrome, STSS. Mortality rate of up to 30%. Wild. 777 people have died from the infection between January and March. That's not very long of a span. That's quite a few dead. What a mess. Outbreak in Japan. Anyway, back to the news. Crooked Joe Biden said, quote, "The Supreme Court has never been as out of kilter as it is today." That's Crooked Joe Biden criticizing the Supreme Court. Maybe he should look in the mirror, spiritually speaking, at a star-studded fundraiser in Los Angeles on Saturday, 2 days ago. He teamed up with the second worst or the first worst president, crooked, evil Obama, the liar in chief, Barack Obama, and he warned of a second Donald Trump term. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel was there, of course, the guy who cries and pushes for gun control. He's the so-called late-night host. What a mess. Anyway, abortion. They're pushing abortion for employees. Over the weekend, a judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by 17 Republican states challenging federal rules that require employers to accommodate workers seeking an abortion, so-called workers, give them time off. They're not working if they're not working. Can't could be calling them workers, call them employees. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act received bipartisan, meaning evil, support, required employers to make reasonable accommodations for pregnant and postpartum so-called workers, including time off for doctor's appointments and bathroom breaks. The EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, pushed for abortion within those rules. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Brand new, and it's a doozy. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you? This is for individuals who are thinking for themselves, trying to understand life, to have a real life, to overcome hell. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are busy and you're out and about and you want to listen to the show, you can on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, of course, but you can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. It's Monday. It's the last hour of the show today. Happy Father's Day yesterday for all the fathers out there in the world. I hope you had a good Father's Day. It's Monday, and we take all calls, but the female calls are first. It is Monday, and it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ben, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you very much
yes, sir.
For taking my call.
You're welcome, man.
I've been watching your show for the last couple of weeks. Seems like race is interjected because of your skin color. And I'm just curious, why is that?
When you say race is interjected because of my skin color, I don't understand the question.
Well, I've been watching, listening to your show for the last hour or so. Race is a topic that keeps on coming up. But why is it?
Well, one reason I bring it up because I want all people to know, and especially blacks, to know that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, and it has nothing to do with color at all, zero. It doesn't matter your color at all. It's a spiritual battle, not physical, because a lot of blacks, and some whites too, I guess, but a lot of blacks believe that it's a physical battle, and it's not.
So let me ask you one question, then I have another topic that I'd like to go into. Can you tell me the last time, as a gentleman whose skin color is non-white, so-called black, when you experienced racism, like walking into a store or when someone approached you where you knew that because of your skin color? Can you tell me the last time that happened?
It has never happened to me.
really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. We've approached like five black guys in the last four or five days.
Hey.
No, it's no big deal. No,
you
no,
can't be
scared.
Cursing. You can't be cursing.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah.
So let me ask you another question.
Are you surprised that that's never happened to me?
I think it has happened, but I think you're blind to it.
No, I'm telling you, it has not happened.
Jesse, if you walked into my ice cream parlor and there were 100 white people in there and you walked in, 90% of the white people, the Asian people, are going to look at you and say, oh, there's a nice black man in our store. But they're going to notice you. And that's not a big deal or a bad deal. That's reality.
But that's not racism.
Well, you know what? I think you're right. But they just notice you because you don't have their skin color.
Right. You just a black person walked into a crowded room with a bunch of white folks. That's not racism at all. Zero.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something that let me ask you something. I was reading something earlier, and by the way, I read your Wikipedia page. Do you know what the Mariel Boatlift was? M-A-R-I-E-L Boatlift was?
No.
It happened between April 15th and October 31st, 1980. It's when the Cuban government allowed about 125,000 people to enter the United States of America. And we took all them in, but they also released a lot of people in mental institutions and criminals. Does that ring a bell to you?
No.
So let me ask you a question. You know that there are hundreds of thousands of people currently entering the United States of America legally. Do you think a lot of these people are mentally insane? They have criminal records and they have alternative things that they want to do to the USA?
I know that they should not be allowed to come into our country illegally. And I also know that they need to cut back for now on letting anyone in legally until we clean up the mess, because you do have criminals and you have all kind of crazy people coming into our country. That should not be allowed. And I know that when the Great White Hope is back in, and if we get in, that all that's going to end, and that's what America need right now. We need to shut down the door, front door and back door, and allow a cleanup before we continue to let them in.
So, but do you agree that the hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of people that have entered this country illegally, all of them should be deported immediately when Trump is reelected?
All illegals should be deported right away, immediately, yes.
Okay. So all the millions of people that Joe Biden and Barack – first of all, Joe Biden is not
hey,
a control.
Hey, Ben, you're repeating yourself.
Okay.
I got to run. Call me again, all right? I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. That's the line open. Let me go to Jimmy, a first-time caller out of Nevada. I thought that guy wanted to talk to me about Caitlin and how she's been attacked. Hold on, let me see here. That's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
He told me to knock on your door.
I'm sorry?
Hey, Jesse.
Jimmy,
how are you, man?
All is well. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I wanted to see, how's your eye doing? I saw you got a patch eye. Are you okay?
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So I also wanted to answer your biblical question. I haven't called you in a couple of years.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
Honestly, Jesse, I think it's because I had some false hope. I had some false hope, and I believed things that weren't true, and I'm confused. And I carry out the works of the flesh because, honestly, I thought that I had a view with mine.
You had a what?
I had a false prerogative.
So
I'm misdirected and I'm confused.
Are you working on yourself? I appreciate. Yeah, stay close to your phone. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are you working on yourself now?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Well, stay working on yourself. I want to respond to what you said about the biblical question, but I can't. But stay working on yourself, and all confusion about self will disappear.
Yes. Can I ask one follow-up question?
Yes.
How was your Father's Day?
It was amazing.
All right. Amazing.
How was yours?
Oh. All right. Mine was great. I spent my day with my father. We had seafood tacos. We had a great day. You know, we had strawberry shortcakes for dessert. It was awesome. Also, my roommate, Jesse, here just wanted to say hi to you, too. Just want to chime him in real quick. Okay, Jesse?
All right.
Jesse, I'm Jesse. What's up, Jesse?
Amazing name, Jesse. All is well, Jesse. I want a woman like Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Good to meet you, Jesse.
All right. Good to meet you, too.
Bye. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. There's a line open. Let me go to a first-time caller, Graham, out of Pennsylvania. Graham, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Graham.
How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm calling in to response of your previous caller. I believe his name was Reggie.
Okay.
And he was talking about Black Wall Street.
Yes.
So I wanted him and all your other listeners to know that Tulsa began rebuilding the Greenwood District immediately after the riots and the fires. And by 1942, the zone was home to 242 black-owned businesses, including bowling alleys, hotels, and boutiques. And by 1942, was double the original size from 1921.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. They don't want the blacks to know that. They talk about the enemies of the blacks. They talk about they burned down Black Wall Street. The white man tried to stop us. Every time the black man gets something, the white man stops. But they don't tell the blacks that Black Wall Street was rebuilt and the people they weren't complaining, they weren't whining. They dealt with the situation and they rebuilt it. And we talk about that, or it's talked about in Uncle Tom too. And the black can go to Uncle Tom too and watch it. They'll see they have not been told the truth about Black Wall Street. But another thing about that, Graham, whatever did or did not happen in Black Wall Street, what does that have to do with the blacks who cannot make it on their own today? They didn't have a business in Tucker, Oklahoma. They didn't own anything. They weren't even there. Why do they blame that for a reason of not making it in their own life? It had nothing to do with them.
Yeah, I'm 61 years old, and I had black friends growing up, black and white friends, and I never heard any that kind of mentality that these people talk about, where they didn't have opportunities to do whatever they want.
Me either.
It blows my mind that people, you know, have been taught that way or think that way. It's a shame, and I'm glad you're trying to point them in the right direction. But and I think some people just don't want to hear it. They really don't. But I also want to comment that I'm a 2-time listener, and I'll call in another time because I don't want to use all your time. But I want to tell you about how my mother and father have both passed. But you know, I've learned to forgive and drop the anger, and my life's become amazing.
Amazing.
I'll call in another time and
Let me ask real fast. You forgave them even though they have expired?
Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
And did you know you resented them before you heard it?
I had resentment towards my father, and a lot of it was from my mother. They got separated and divorced when I was young. And some of it was my own. And, so I had a lot of resentments towards my father. And then later in life, realized that my mom had, you know, done some of that, pushed me towards some of that stuff. And, So I had to recognize that I had resentment towards my father, but I also needed to, you know, to forgive my mother, too. And
all human beings hate their mothers, male and female hate their mothers. But they won't admit that they hate their mother. They think they love their mothers because they have identified with the mother, so they have the emotion. They have been rebuilt in the mother's image. But they all hate their mothers, and that's why God said, you must be born of the spirit of the Father. You must forgive so you can be born again.
Yeah, I have a friend. He's like 63, and he was a mama's boy. He lived his mom his whole life. His mom passed in 2015, I think, and he still breaks down and cries about her and tells me how he misses her. And I assume what you're going to try to point him the way, but I know I can't, like, I can't tell him. I've tried to get him to listen to your show or something. I thought maybe he would hear something that he would recognize. But, you know, you can't try to tell people that don't want to hear it. And, yeah, he's such a mama's boy, and she's really, really screwed him up. Now that she's passed, he's in a real bad way. And, yeah, it's just a shame. Very true about him. Like,
I know a number of adult men who mothers have aspired, and they still cry over mama, like, you know, like they still cry about it. I'm like, what the?
It's been almost 10 years later now, and he's still carrying on.
Like, yeah. Well, all you can do is let him suffer, let him stay in his hell. He loved the pain. He loved the thrill of crying over mama. So just let him suffer until he's ready to change it, if he's ready.
Yeah, and with all that, too, comes his depression, anxieties, and phobias, and he really believes into all that. And I think the more he believes into that, the more worse and worse he gets. The doctors have put him on medications, and, of course, none of them have worked at all. If anything, he's gotten worse.
Yes.
And, it's really sad to see, and I feel bad for him, but I know that there's nothing I can really do for him.
Yeah,
he's
but gotta, don't feel bad for him either. We don't have a right to feel bad for anyone. Because we're not God, and they don't want to change. Why feel bad for someone who loved their misery? You're supposed to, just wish them well, but don't feel bad for them.
Yeah, no, I don't try to criticize him for it or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't hold judgment towards him for the way he is. I just wish he could. I don't wish that he could change, but I wish he could wake up and see.
Yeah,
you know?
It would be cool for him if he would. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, wow, it's been really great talking to you. This was I've been watching and following you for about 2 years, and I'm really enjoying your stuff and your message.
Amazing call, Graham. Call me again. I appreciate you.
Okay. Talk to you later. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing.
All right. Bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Sandra is out of Virginia. Sandra.
Hi. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Sandra, you're on the air.
It's good to hear you again.
You're in a noisy place.
I'm on my way out right now. I had to run into the store. I just wanted to comment. Can you hear me better now?
I can.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the Clark incident.
On Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, the white girl who could play basketball better than the black girls, and the black girls are jealous, and so now they're trying to destroy her. They're trying to hurt her and everything, it seems.
Right. And I wanted to mention that. It definitely.
Are you on the speakerphone?
No, I have my headphones plugged in.
Is that all right, James? Okay, go ahead.
So I just wanted to comment on this year, like, I'm black myself.
She black.
and this year, I actually got jumped by six different blacks. And I just wanted to say that it happens to whites, I'm sure, a lot, because they're a lot more, like, chill and laid back a lot of the time. It's almost like the more relaxed and happy you are with your life, the more it infuriates them.
Yeah.
And I found that the more at peace I was around them, the more they start to come near me and try to antagonize me. Sometimes if I get on the metro, I will, like, go to different spots to not be around them because they'll move closer to me. And I know, like, when they face towards me, like, they're ready to say something just to upset me or, like, you know, get into my life in some way or get into my spirit. And so I just want to say it's not only whites. It's like almost anyone who they're jealous of, that they just, or maybe it's the way that I talk. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was with my family at the pool, and we were enjoying ourselves, and we got into an altercation. And maybe like, it was a little bit of my fault, but one of the girls said something smart to my fiance, and I said something smart back to her. But they started crowding around us, and I said, "Is that a threat to this girl?" And the lifeguards were staring right at us. And I think they were calling the police or whatever. And she was just like, "I'm going to smack the you-know-what out of you, blah, blah, blah," right? And I was like, "Really? Like, why are you that mad?" And one of the people splashed me with water, and I splashed them back. And after that, that's when they started throwing punches. So my fiance was protecting me, but I made my way to the end of the pool and I covered my head up, and I just felt so many fists hitting me in the back of the head. I got out of the water. I ran to call the cops myself. And the lifeguard, everyone there, they let these people walk out. I watched these girls walk out untouched. Nobody did anything. Nobody tried to stop them. And it's really hard. It's really rough out there with this. Like,
yeah. So you're black and you were attacked by black girls?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's not new. I've been treated so unfairly by them since like middle school. I'm in my 30s now. And like a lot of people are right. Like when you see them, it's not, you're not like, oh, what's up? Like sometimes it's like, hey, what's up, my sister, whatever. I used to be like that, but I can't be like that anymore with how I've been treated by them.
Yeah.
And it's so fake. You know, like,
do you live in a black community?
No,
oh,
I don't.
Good.
But I'm starting to see a lot of them start to show up, and I'm like, oh, we got to get out of here.
Oh, man. So why do you say...
Because, you know, they're bringing their bad kids, and they want to play with my kids, and I don't know how to explain to my son, you know, like, oh, they're kind of thuggish. I'll just say they're kind of thuggish. We won't go around them. Like, if they are, I'm not...
Yeah.
I don't automatically think that, but based off of how they carry themselves, I'll say, oh, we don't hang around thuggish kids or thuggish adults.
So why do you think blacks... the blacks are so violent?
I personally think it's the way that they raise their kids. I think each child has so much anger in them. I remember you played a video where the mom dragged her kid outside of the school and just beat him so bad, so mercilessly, and just humiliated him.
Yeah.
I think that they've normalized that, and I think that the more they normalize beating their kids and like putting that anger and reacting out of emotion like that, I think that sticks with them and carries on with them, because not all kids keep it with them, because I was raised by Africans. Like, my family's African and American.
Mm-hmm.
And on the African side of my family, I listen to my aunts destroy my cousins. Like, they'll drag them in the room, and all you hear is, like, nightmare. So
yep.
I think that it can go one of two ways. It can either destroy your self-esteem and turn you into this pathetic, like, I don't know, like, weak person, or it'll turn you into a monster.
Yeah.
And I think there has to be a balance. There needs to be balance.
Amazing. You one thing I want to encourage you, next time, don't even argue with them. If they say something weird to your boyfriend or whomever, don't take it personally, because that's why you have to overcome your ego so that you don't take this stuff personal. It's not even worth fighting about. Because that's how they get life, is about keeping you angry so they can get you to react.
Right. And my fiance, he's Filipino. He was like, I can't really do anything, because if I hit one of those girls, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what happens.
Yeah.
So he was really powerless at that point, and I didn't realize that. And like you said, my ego definitely got to me.
Yeah. Yeah, so you bring that kind of trouble on yourself.
Right, and my son was there watching this.
And when you got home, what happened? Yeah.
When I got home, actually, I had a blockage in my eye. I looked to the right, and I had blockages in my eye. My face was swollen, and I thought I was going blind, actually, when that happened. When I got home, I was so angry, and I was talking to my son, and I was trying not to be, like, so like hurt and so dark inside of my heart.
Yeah.
So I went and got my Bible, and I opened up I looked through Proverbs, and I found a verse that talked about how some households are cursed. And I don't even know which Proverbs it was, but it talked about, how they were cursed. It brought me a lot of comfort.
Man.
Knowing that I need to watch out for that and not be cursed as well.
How old is your son?
He's 7.
Oh, okay. Amazing. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, it's really a mess. It's hard out here.
Yeah. Well, watch out for the ego. Watch out for the anger, so that you will be protected from all that stuff, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
And good to hear from you, Sandra.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad that you're spreading the word of like how things were back then.
Right on.
In the slave times. I want to tell more people, but I'm going to relax and just listen. And
right on. All right. Call me again. Jesse. All right.
Okay, I will.
All right. Bye. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Phil out of Missouri. There's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Phil out of Missouri. Phil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Phil.
All is well over here on my end. I had a quick question.
Okay.
Well, I actually had two. I did call to talk to you about an evil woman, but I thought that'd be a bad idea. So I wanted to tell
it's
you
a bad that, idea to talk about an evil woman?
Well, I think so. I mean, you can tell me your thoughts on
you
that.
You know you're having a problem with an evil woman right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been off and on with this woman, but...
Are you married to her?
No, sir.
So why don't you dump her and move on?
That's pretty much what happened. I kicked her out of the house. Remember, you told me not to move in. I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, and I did.
I told you not to move in, but you moved in anyway?
No, she didn't move in. She just spent a few nights here and there. You know, she'd come over, spend the night, and then I always call it planting flag. She'd bring a little bag over, oh, this and that, and then a toothbrush, and then she was moving in. Well, I really do believe that, I don't know, maybe this is my theory, but with today's technology and the phones and always on Facebook, and I think she got into this indoctrination. Her mom's a woman hater, or excuse me, a man hater, and she just had that mom in her ear. It was just a mess, to be honest, Jesse.
Amazing.
And
what did you learn from about yourself for allowing her to move in?
Well, I ended up learning that let me think about that one. But I thought she was going to try to bring me down to her hell. Now, to learn about myself, I learned that I don't have as much hate. Because I thought at once upon a time I had hate. I started doing the silent prayer. And actually, when I listened to you, the one you put on YouTube,
yeah,
and I listened to it morning and night. There are times I missed it, but what I have noticed is when I start doing that, I lost all my hate. And it's a weird, strange feeling because I don't know how to describe it, but since I don't have that hate, I can actually see hate.
Yes.
So then when I seen hate going on around me, I didn't really know how to react to it because I'm so used to reacting to hate with hate. And so now it's like a new sense of identity, I guess you could call it.
It is, absolutely.
And it seems painful because I don't know what to do other than run like I'm on fire.
Well, you do nothing because that's what hate... People who are evil, they want you to overreact. They want a reaction from you. That's why they attack you, because they get a false sense of life out of getting you to react. So you don't want to react.
That makes sense. Hold on
a minute, Phil. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, more of your phone calls and super chats. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildTheDemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, for personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragements, whatever the shout-out is, and I would do it for you. Amazing shout-outs. Everybody and their mama want a shout-out. It's amazing. So go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and check out our merch, amazing merch, at RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. T-shirts and mugs and amazing Tar Baby shirt is back and all kind of stuff going on. Tote bags and no such thing as racism. Tom like a mug. Not all. But most t-shirt. Watch that. See the one Hates has on there? Amazing.
All thoughts are all lies
all the time about anything. It's amazing. Nice shirt. Designed by the American Anchor Baby. All thoughts are all lies all the time.
Amazing.
And you can get it at RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. And last but not least, the no women's forum this week. So no ladies forum this month, all right? And we're doing the men's forum and the ladies forum next month, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. No ladies forum. Let your friends know, ladies. And in case someone's coming from out of town, I'm letting you know early. No, I just realized we couldn't do it. Just can't do it. All right, this Thursday, no ladies forum. I know y'all disappointed because those ladies forums are amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me go quickly back to, there's one line open at 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Phil. Phil, you was finish your point. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just really talking about that evil woman. And here's the next question I wanted to ask you. Because I think these phones really did mess women up, and it's almost impossible, in my opinion, to find a good woman. Or maybe I shouldn't even be looking. I'm not sure.
No, you're not supposed to look for a woman at all. You're only supposed to see the truth. Seek what's right, and all will be added unto you. Because if you look for money, places, and things, or a woman, or anything, you're putting that before God, and all you're going to ever get is hell. You're never going to be happy with it.
Yeah. She tried to bring—I just got my brother in here. I got y'all speaking.
Big fan, Jesse, big fan.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I tell you what, she's trying to bring me to her hell, and I don't know why she likes it so much, but— pretty much over it. I kicked her out because she was trying to bring me down there, and I'm just not going to go.
Yeah.
So.
Don't ever look anymore. Only seek what's right. Seek the kingdom of God His right way, and if it's meant for you to have a wife, she will be added unto you without even looking, and the relationship will work without you even trying to make it work. It will work naturally. Because it's whatever God add unto you is perfect.
That makes sense. I believe it, Jesse. Awesome. Hey, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy. Are you a father, too?
No, sir.
All right.
I did have. I raised some stepkids, but, hey, we had a good time.
Right on.
It's been a good one.
Right on.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call, guys. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to, is it Jameel? Jameel out of Canada. Jameel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing.
Hey,
first
Jameel.
First of all, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy. Are you a father?
I'm a father.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
I appreciate it. I hope to do better by listening to you.
Right on.
One of the things that I wanted to say real quick, first of all, with the thing with the basketball player, the white girl.
Yes.
And the black girl.
Caitlin Jenner.
One of
Caitlin,
the worst things that ever
what's
happened.
What's her name?
Yes, Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark, yes.
Yeah.
One of the worst things that ever happened to me, I grew up playing sports. My brother grew up playing sports. We're both black. Canadian black. Amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I remember there was a white gentleman, his son would pick me up every morning to go practice with his son. Long story short, his son got very close to making it. I did not. And when I look back on it, I realized my parents, they created a rift between me because the other gentleman, they were white. And he was willing to pick me up to train with his son. And my father was not. And they said, oh, you're just there to collect the baseballs for you're making our son collect the baseballs for your son.
Wow.
And I said, and I never understood when I was young, but as I got older, I started realizing a pattern. Even in the school, I started realizing a pattern in school as I got older. And I realized that they had this issue with people, but they were using us to take it out on everybody.
Absolutely, man.
Without question. And my father, God bless his soul, he's sick. I don't want to talk bad about him. I called him and I forgave him. And it's funny because you always say, you know, I woke up this morning, you say, don't say it twice. Like you forgive, you say you're sorry, you let it go.
Yes.
And with my mother, I said it to her once, I said it to her twice, and then it hit me. I said, why am I saying this twice? Why do I feel like I have to say it twice? And it hit me because I compare it to painting a wall. You know, when it's crazy if you talk to a wall. It's like you're talking to a wall is the same. But when you're painting a wall, you need two coats. When you're forgiving your mother, you need two coats. That's how they make you feel. That's how they make you feel. Like you need the primer and the coat of paint. You need two for them. Because as soon as I start talking to this lady, everything you said came to pass. It was amazing to watch it happen. She's in competition with me.
Yeah.
It is intense to watch my mother. And what's crazy is, as a man, I'm going to say this. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But I'm going to say this. I'm not going to curse. Nothing like that. When anybody wants to compete with a man, you have to understand that a man's instinct is to dominate because it's like I grew up playing sports. It's like, you're going to compete with me? So a woman, when she wants to compete with you, she thinks that she wants to. My mother was an abusive woman. You know, she came to me and she said that she wanted to talk to you. The other day I went to apologize. I said, Mother, I'm sorry. And she said, this is what she said to me. She said, I don't know who you're talking, what pastor you're talking to, but I'd like to talk to him. He's going to believe whatever I have to say. I was like, for real? But it was so funny to hear it because I realized she's in competition. Why? Because she wants to prove to people that she's smarter than me.
Yeah.
But there is no smarter than me. I've moved on from you. She called me this morning, and she said she got baptized. Here's the thing. I got baptized like maybe a month and a half ago. I told her literally last week, and immediately she got baptized. This is the competition. This is a black woman. When people talk about sports and black people, I bring it back to Caitlin. A lot of people don't realize, first of all, white people have high levels of respect for you as a black individual playing sports. They recognize certain things about your they give you an automatic level of respect, and they believe that you have integrity. It's up to you as a black individual to redact that, to force them to take that away from you, that respect. And one of the things that happens is when they go and they start abusing these white people on the court or on the field or on the soccer field, these white people are going to look at you and say, I gave you an opportunity. I respected you. You showed me your play. I'm taking that back. No more free chances for you anymore.
Right on.
When that gentleman came and he was taking me to go train with his son, these were millionaires when I was a little boy. I had an opportunity by God to be surrounded by the right people. And because my mother wanted to be a strong woman, she wanted to follow the devil. She went and said, you making him collect the balls for him. He's going to do it for me too. You have to earn your place here in this world. You can't just think you're going to go and people are going to give you. And I think that white people really do give, not just white people. In my opinion, I think that a lot of people give black people respect that they don't deserve off the bat.
They do. Absolutely.
Off the bat. Like, yeah. You could walk into it. And, you know, people will say they're staring at me when I walk into a store. No. You in charge when you walk into the store. If they recognize you, you have an opportunity to do the right or do the wrong and change their perspective. If they even looking at you wrong to begin with, you don't even know yet.
That's
you
right.
You don't even know yet.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue. So when the devil starts talking, and you taught me this, and I wanted to ask you this question because it's very interesting. You know, whenever I go into the silent prayer, I realize something happens to me, and I wanted to ask you a question. Do you believe in spiritual attacks?
Absolutely.
Whenever I go into the silent prayer, and even when I was doing my hooping and hollering, I'll be honest with you, I saw a difference. However, I do believe that the hooping and hollering is more for me than it is for God. I do believe that without question.
Yeah.
But when I go into the silent prayer, I realize my mother calls me every time right after. I did it this morning. She called me, told me she got baptized. A couple of weeks ago, I did it. She called me, and I noticed. I don't know if you believe in this or not, but the spiritual attacks. I started to drink immediately after she called me. The first time, yeah, because and then I realized, and I started to shake and like convulse. And as hard as it is to believe, that's why I'm asking you, because I know that people will call and they already, you know, like the hypnotist. I remember you interviewed a hypnotist, pastor one time, and they're convincing people of things, and you don't know if it's true or not. Sometimes you don't even know if what you're thinking is real. The devil is there. You're confused.
I used to be a hypnotist pastor?
No. I said you interviewed a hypnotist.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, and I watched it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying people's confusion. My point of bringing that up is people's confusion levels are so high.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with the agent of chaos in Satan himself that you really don't know. What, like, you sitting there like, this thought don't make no sense. I know it don't, but what if I listen to this thought? Oh, yeah. I don't listen to it, and it goes against me. So when I see these spiritual attacks happen, and I notice that the devil is like, nah, like, it's not a, like, it's just you. You want to drink. And I'm like, no, I don't. And I'm not even an alcoholic. I don't at all. I literally, before I went to get baptized, I fasted 30 days. I'm not saying that everybody should do that I had a reason to do it. It's just something that I just did. I don't know why I did it. I believe it was God, the voiceless voice. Just don't do this. And it was a blessing to me.
Right on.
I'm
right on time here. Did you have a question for me or anything?
Yes, I have a question for you. When it comes to spiritual attacks and it comes to the silent prayer, how do you overcome spiritual attacks on the silent prayer? And how do you know when you're being spiritually attacked? And how do you deal with that with the silent prayer?
When you are attacked, all you need to do is watch it. Just see it, the thoughts and the feelings or whatever. All you do is watch it and keep your eyes on it. But don't argue with it. Don't call it good or bad. Don't look for another thought or anything to escape it. All you need to do is to watch it. That's all you need to do. And it will be taken care of, destroyed by the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth will destroy the darkness. You don't have to do anything about it at all. Yeah. Just watch it.
And how how does a man, not just, and specifically men, how do they deal with competitive women and in specifically mother and wives and girlfriends?
By not arguing with them at all, speak up. If your mother is out of control, you correct her and tell her if she doesn't stop, you're not going to communicate with her anymore. You're not going to play that evil game with her. Just be straight up honest. And if she doesn't change, stop dealing with her. You don't have to deal with her. You don't owe her anything.
I understand. It's hard for me because I there are certain things that I have to deal with her with, like financially even. But I have, because of you, I have moved out. And you're a blessing to me in my life.
Well,
if
you do have to deal with her, don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything with her. Just take care of the business you need to take care of and move on.
I will do that. God bless you.
You too,
God
buddy.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
Amazing.
All right.
888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble, Subjective Evil says there needs to be a test to be able to vote. You have to be able to say ask and have a bank level AI recognize it.
Ask. Amazing. Thank you.
Subjective Evil says, since the mostly black schools are already have bars on their windows, fencing around the property, armed guards and cops on campus, think we should just turn them into prisons while the kids are there.
That's a good idea. What the? You're locked up anyway. A good idea. Thank you.
Dawn says, thank you for highlighting evil as evil, because I never hated anyone, at least as I used to know it. Whites invent things to help everyone. That's love and not hate.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Dawn says, we wish her well, but she is no angel.
Amazing.
I forget who she might have been talking about.
Thank you.
She also says with a Rumble rant, such class. Miss Clark looks even better after her amazing reaction, which was calm. Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I really respect the way Caitlin Clark seemed to be dealing with the attacks from the jealous black girls and the media and the way they treated her. She seemed to be dealing with it with class, which might not indicate that she's close to her father. She grew up close to her father. It seemed that way. I don't know. But I respect the way she's dealing with it, too. How old are who?
Oh, I was asking about the caller.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Subjective Evil says black women are like something that grew some legs and stapled some carpet on its head.
They need their father's love. That's all it is. They're looking for a father's love, and instead they've been lied to. That's what's going on. Thank you.
Over on D-Live, Cactus Eater Bear, Diamond Hake, and JLP are pithy earthers. Smiley emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Retro Memento, a great T-shirt idea. JLP, Alpha Pirate.
Amazing. Hey, you should. What the? Thank you.
Charlesse says, hey, Jesse, I'm black and was raised in the South Carolina. Recently, my dad told me my mom's family had 90 acres of land after slavery and lost it because they didn't pay taxes on
it. I hear that a lot.
We've been lied to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I disavow property tax, though.
Me too.
David, three coffees.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I live walking distance from the Round Rock Park. They host amazing community events all year, July 4th, Halloween, Christmas, etc. Never any issues till they started this one, SMH.
Yeah. They had you might not have heard the report in the first hour. They had a so-called black thing?
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth day over the weekend in Texas, I believe. And people end up getting killed, wounded, and all kind of stuff. Black people act up every time you get together like that. It's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Wayne, I am that I am. Coffee. Hi, Jesse. What is the assignment for this week? I am a blank slate. Cheers.
Well, I don't know if I gave an assignment this week.
Okay. You said if you want to, do last week's assignment.
Right. Amazing.
Leave it blank.
Thank you. Meaning that when you get a thought, don't follow it up with a second thought. Just watch that. Leave that. Don't put in anything and watch what happens. It's going to be amazing. Thank you.
Adam, three coffees. Hey, Hake, you abbreviated my message from last week. Sorry I said something I shouldn't have, but I'm going to paste again. Did you guys see such and such on such and such. Yeah, send your tips to the producer, man. But thank you for the support. Yeah, he sent a tip. I abbreviated it because those are tips, and we don't read tips on air.
Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com.
And he says, the truth is spreading. Yeah. Wayne, I am that I am. Thank you, sir. Hanez, three coffees. Thank you for everything, Jesse. It's very interesting how everyone got amnesia for the assignment. When I did it, I could catch myself going along with thoughts and feelings while working. Now I call it the rose dark tinted glasses demon. Influence how I perceive the world second to second.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
And the Irishman did it. Nice.
Right on.
Subjective Evil says, if I see a black person driving a car, I call 911 and report it stolen. He's kidding.
Yeah, he's playing. He's just playing black people.
Wayne, I am. And it's not funny. Wayne, I am that I am coffee. Hi, Jesse and crew.
Remember you used to see your little best friend, you used to see black people at the mall, and y'all go guilty?
Asian
friends used to call them guilty?
Yeah. Guilty. So I guess I'm just like him. Subjective Evil. Wayne, I am that I am coffee. Hi, Jesse and crew. I'm black and never experienced racism in my 62 years of living.
Me either.
I came to this country as an uneducated teenager, working my way through working on myself via the love of Jesus, education, now the silent prayer, earning over $500,000 a year.
Amazing.
Look forward to earning much more. While money is not a measure of success, I never experienced racism along the way. I'm a blank slate. Cheers.
Right on. Thank you, and stay with it.
Space is Fake on Cozy says Jesse's cameos are extremely entertaining.
They're fun. Personal shout out at Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday, weddings, encouragement, whatever it is, I'll do it for you. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you.
Amazing. And to clarify, my Mexican friends are the ones who taught me the N-word. But anyway, Lori bought our coffee. Biblical question answer.
Which one? Over
this week.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
I keep listening to those pesky thoughts that influence me to self-indulge.
What?
I keep listening to those pesky thoughts that influence me to self-indulge.
Very interesting. And why? We
want
to know
that. Listening to those
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Lori. Yep. Shout out to Cactus Eater Bear, Fatty Whack, Karasu 737, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters and the D-Live crew. And thanks, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. So the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. And then Joy on Friday TV. He black. And after from at 11 a.m. to 12, and after Joy on Friday, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Let me go to Austin out of Wisconsin. Austin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've called in on YouTube 3 times. It's my third, and I wanted to make sure if your eyes are right.
Yeah, it's fine. I had some work done on it on Friday. And so I just have to wear a patch because of the lighting and stuff like that. But it's doing it's doing well. Thanks for asking, man.
I know, because with the cross between what cybernetics is nowadays, I think it's a sloppy copy from the cybernetics that they use on people to heal them. When Jesus put mud on the man's eyes and the blind be able to see, I think that's, you know, minerals from mud.
Very interesting. Thank you so much, buddy. I am out of time. Thank you, Austin. I appreciate it. I'm so out of time. Listen, folks, don't let anyone convince you that anger is good. Anger is evil. You do not need anger for self-defense. Don't let them tell you that lie. You don't need anger. You'll do better without the anger. You'll do worse with the anger. Anger is evil. Forgive. Forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers. Return to the Father, and you'll be fine. Salvation is of the heart. You got to drop the anger. Drop the ego. and you'll be fine. It's a spiritual battle. Do the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, E-Black, at 11 a.m., and then the American Anchorman at 12 noon. Amazing show today. Thank you all. Work on yourself. You're responsible for you. You are your world. You can have a great world, or you can be catching hell in your own world. All right? Take care. Thank you for your support, the super chats and all that, your donations and everything. I appreciate it. Tomorrow is Country Western Tuesday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Have a good one, folks.
Amazing.
Amazing.
He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You want to stand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.